we got to be prepared to play them. We can't look ahead of anything. And we're just going to come to work, you know, Wednesday, and we're going to hit it fast.
How has this defense gelled so quickly with 8 new starters?
Just guys getting in here, wanting to be better, wanting to become a better teammate, just wanting to see this defense, you know, do well and buying into the, you know, the coach's, you know, scheme and philosophy. And we have a lot of good veteran leadership and a lot of young talent, so we try to do our best of pulling those guys along, and but they've been doing a good job. They've been wanting to get better, and that's what it's about, you know, when you have, you know, all the guys on defense and offense, you know, wanting to do better, you know, each day they come in here, and it's translating into, you know, the 3 wins we had so far.
Did it make a difference that you were in pads most of camp and you were hitting and you were actually, you know?
I can't really say, you know, that's one of the things they say about buying in. Coach asked us to put some pads on and go out there and get it done. That's what we're going to do, regardless if we in shells or pads. That's how we're going to prepare, you know, us as a team going out there and getting the job done each day so we can get better.
When you talk about rebuilding the defense, I was talking, I think it was Lamont Reed, a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, one of the reasons the transition was easier is because how many veteran guys are now on the defense. It's not like you brought in rookies and you're starting them all over the place. What kind of film study group is this? And I would guess, you know, Dawkins hasn't been in the league and done been as successful in Chamberlain. You know, those, how much has that been, you know, attributable to your success? I'm guessing you guys are, you know, in there quite a bit.
It's one of the things you talk about accountability. I gotta get it out. I'm sorry. But we understand that, you know, everybody on this team has a, you know, their own role and part, and we talk about whatever you need to do in order for you to be ready, you know, for us to go out there and play Sunday fast, you know, physical and tough. Those are things we emphasize on defense. That's what you have to do. And you know, a lot of guys do come in here on the off days and get extra film study in, and we hold each other accountable that, you know, when Sunday hits, we'll all be ready to go.
Any more or any less than groups you've played with before on defense in terms of the amount of study you guys do together? Or?
I've been a part of a lot of teams where, you know, they hold sessions and things like that. I couldn't say it's more or less, but you do see guys in here, you know, off days, you know. I do see a lot of guys in here, you know, coming here to work, and whether it's on their body so they can be ready to go Wednesday or in the film room. So you do see guys around the building, and that's always a good feeling to have.
Oh, how much do you guys believe in this coaching staff right now? I mean, it just seems like you guys really are buying into what, you know, Josh and Mike and everybody are saying.
Oh, yeah. We believe everything, you know, Coach is, you know, saying to us in the meetings, and he's showing us on film when we do those things right, you know, this is what can happen. So when you see it as a player, when you see those things on film, it just makes you want to do it that much more and do it right every time. If you know, if you did it once before right and you did it the other way wrong, I mean, you know. I mean, as a player, you want to do it right every time because you have a lot of people, you know, depending on you. And that's the thing, you know. He's not shooting us any bull crap. It's straightforward and it's direct. And when we do those things, we are successful.
You know, a lot's been made of how, you know, he switches things up from week to week, offense, defense. You know, I mean, you guys have a completely different game plan. And he talked last week about how excited you guys seem to be on Wednesdays when you get this plan. This is how we're going to attack this team. I mean, do you get that sense too? That guys really are like, you know, interested, excited about the game plan every week and how you're going to attack a team.
We are, you know, we're excited about the challenge because when we talk about, you know, doing things right and buying in, you know, if the coach is telling us this is what's going to make us successful on Sunday, you know, everyone's buying in, you know, everyone's willing to go in there and do the job and do the extra film study, whether it's on certain personnel or certain formations that they might do, so that we are keying in on, you know, everything we need to do in order to, you know, be successful on that field Sunday.
You know, a lot of fans out in Bronco country, very vocal, very happy. Today I've gotten a sense that there are some that fans are saying, hey, this is fantastic, 3-0. And there's some that are saying, you know what, It's only three wins. We got a tough stretch of the schedule coming up. Where are you at? Where's the team at with this start?
It's only three wins. We can't look ahead or anything. You know, our opponent is coming in this week, and they're trying to come get a win, and that's where our focus is at. So we need to do what we need to do this week, you know, in order for us to be successful. And it's going to start with guys like I mentioned, guys come in their off days, whatever it might be, you know, whether it's working on your body, just so that you're healthy to go. We're going to do whatever it takes so we can get this fourth win, and that's all we're focusing on right now.
You getting any calls from your former teammates now that they're not doing so, having a good start, quarterback out, and now you guys are 3-0, saying, oh, man, you left just the nick of time or anything like that, or just joking with you, anything like that?
Nah, I have a lot of good friends on that team, so we always stay in contact, you know, good or bad, or, you know, it's a lot of good, you know, people on that team, a lot of good veteran leadership. I'm sure they'll get back on track and work things out.